Hello, Bernie. B-E-R-N-I-E. Brooks. B-R-O-O-K-S. Bernie Brooks. Miss Brooks is a... How old is she? Let me see. Ms. Brooks is an 84-year-old woman who's seen for hospice face-to-face evaluation today on 4/10/2025 on or about 11 a.m. period. New paragraph. Patient's currently on hospice on with Alzheimer's dementia period. New paragraph. Patient continues to lose weight. Her MAC is down to 25.5 centimeter period. New paragraph. Patient has severe muscle weakness. She's at a very high risk of pain to the point that the family does not allow her to get out of bed. She also suffers from generalized anxiety disorder, insomnia, protein, calorie malnutrition, pitol edema related to protein, calorie malnutrition. Patient is also now completely and totally bedbound. Patient's family has been concerned about a redness, heat, and inflammation around the right big toe. Tamara, her daughter-in-law, is concerned that it might be an infection or an abscess, period, new paragraph. On examination, this appears to be more like a gouty arthritis attack. Patient was treated with Motrin 800, Medrol Dosvac, and Keflex for the next 5 days, period. New paragraph. Furthermore, patient has a FASD score of 7C, as in Charlie. Tamara has noticed increased pain, decreased weight, total ADL. Of course, she's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph. Patient saw two sides hovering around 90 to 92. Hypoxemia is related most likely to hypoventilation, period. KPS is at 40%, period. Staying in bed 16 hours, 12 to 16 hours a day as before, period. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. And let me check on something. Patient is currently on room air, by the way. Let me see anything else that I need to say, please. Okay, so correction, KPS has now dropped down to 30%. And 25.5 is the MAC. So, okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.